All right, 720 on WTIC. Joining us now is Chris Powell. He is with the Journal Inquirer, writes a column, and that's Journal Inquirer with an I. Hey, Chris, how are you?
Good, thanks, Ray.
Did you fill out your brackets for the debates tonight and tomorrow night?
Oh, are they still going on?
Yes, they are. I've learned a lot.
Get down to about 10 candidates, would you please?
I've learned a lot. Actually, I've learned nothing.
Everything should be free. I mean, you know, and chocolate should grow on trees. And
well, that's really, I mean, that is, if you look at it, that in fact is what basically the platform is. You get everything.
Yeah.
And well, somebody else will pay for it.
It's a nice dream. And call me when they get back to reality.
Oh, by the way, as you know, the president has been in trouble. I don't want to get too far into Baltimore here. But the president, of course, has been all over Baltimore. And let me find this. I just downloaded it. There it is. Okay. Okay, so the deal is a lot of these folks that are coming up to the border basically are trying to escape the violence in Central America, correct?
And they're going to go to Baltimore.
Well, that's the point. Somebody actually ran the numbers. And in fact, this according from the Princeton Policy Advisors, Baltimore has a murder rate, and by the way, it's going to pass probably easily 56 murders per 100,000 people.
Yeah, the city's, you know, been a disaster for a long time. And, you know, Elijah Cummings didn't fix it, but, you know, he's only one of 535 congressmen, and Trump is...
Yeah, there's not a lot he can do, you know.
You know, well, Trump is running the whole executive branch of the government. Apparently, it never concerned him what's going on in Baltimore until a congressman from Baltimore started
slamming. Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, I'd like to know the president's solution for Baltimore. I'd like to know a solution for, you know, Hartford and all the other cities that are caught in perpetual poverty.
Which we'll get to in a minute. But I mean, the thing is, because you wrote something on the 22nd, I think, of July, more money for cities that's failed for 40 years. Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, the other thing is with Puerto Rico, okay? They sent tons of money. People were jumping all over Trump saying, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't send food. Well, they sent food. That ended up sitting on docks, okay? And then the money went to cousins, uncles, whatever. So, I mean, you know, this happens a lot in any society, not just an urban environment. You know, everybody takes a little piece out.
Well, you know, but we also have many jurisdictions, and Puerto Rico is one of them, where demographics are not good, and they are not terribly capable of self-government. And when there's a disaster, things are not handled well. You know, maybe the federal government should have just taken over the place,
like receivership.
It's the problem. I mean, where there's a lot of poverty, there's a lot of corruption, and I do wonder whether these places are capable of self-government, certainly in disasters. But you know, just scorning them doesn't help.
No, that's no good.
I wish we had some kind of examination in this country, and particularly in Connecticut, about the failure of poverty policy to
I don't know what you do.
Alleviate poverty and encourage self-sufficiency. It doesn't work, what we're doing now.
Yeah.
Creates a lot of fatherlessness, and yet we just keep doing more of it.
God. But, I mean, you know, it's a misconception that a lot of people have. For example, you know, we took over Iraq. Okay, we went in there, got rid of Saddam Hussein, so on and so forth. And everybody's going, okay, now they're going to become a democracy. That's not something that's inherently, you know, ingrained in human beings.
No, it's not, and we've got to be a little less curious and ambitious about our view of the world. You know, we're talking about Medicare for all, and you know what we've really got is Afghanistan for all.
By the way, this is the anniversary, 1965, President Johnson signed Medicare into law.
Yeah, well, you know, the government's good at two things, Ray.
One.
You know, one is waging stupid imperial wars forever, and the other is distributing money. And,
yeah.
You know, Social Security, Medicare are basically ways of distributing money,
yeah,
where it's thought especially efficient and socially useful. And, you know, they have worked pretty well. Distributing money is something government can do very well, especially now that, you know, the payment system is so computerized. I mean, yeah. You wake up one morning and somebody's put your, you know, hey. All this money in your
well, but if you remember, what, 96, I think it was, like, when did Bob Dole run for president against, I think it was 96.
Maybe.
Well, he'd voted against it. Against Medicare, and a lot of people are jumping. But the reason he voted against it was he said the estimates of what it's going to cost down the road are way too optimistic, and it turns out he was right.
Yeah, well, that's okay. Has anybody estimated what we spent in Afghanistan?
I mean, don't even start.
You know, we've got, you know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has said one thing that I think you know resonates very well, and that is. Nobody ever asks where the money's going to come from when it's, you know, right. For a stupid imperial war.
Yeah. And then...
And even our Connecticut congressional delegation never says a word about Afghanistan, and I imagine it's because they don't want to get in the way of all the military contracts, you know, our defense contractors are getting.
That's right. I think they've sent submarines over there, too. Which is good for Joe Courtney. Okay. But I mean, the whole thing is, it's like, and you know, I remember when we first started the thing against the war against the Imperial War, as you put it, against Afghanistan. You know, if somebody was on, I don't know what show, and, you know, he's saying, well, you're ruining their infrastructure. And the guy went, there is no infrastructure. You know, so what are you doing?
Yeah, well, they're not quite a threat to us when they have no infrastructure. It's just a mountain hideout. And what happened to us, you know, on September 11th was really a matter of the failure of airport security and failure of immigration law enforcement. It wasn't, you know,
right, exactly.
Afghanistan's a mountain hideout.
Because when the wall was built between the various entities within the security entities within the United States government, that kind of kept them from talking to each other if they would have in the first place. So who knows?
Yeah, but, you know, there were a bunch of those people were in the country illegally because they had overstayed visas, which is, I think, something more than 50% of the illegal immigration in the United States is visa
people staying.
Overstays. Well, you know, whose fault is that? It's that we don't enforce immigration law. And, of course, our Connecticut congressional delegation doesn't want it enforced.
You know what? And you know what? Nothing is going to be said tonight or tomorrow night about just that. So there you go. We're just giving you free stuff, okay? You may already be a winner. If you want to read Chris's stuff, you can. Separate journalism from politics? Well, they're kind of the same thing. I think I might believe that. And there's more. So if you want to get to it, you just go to journalinquirer.com. Chris, see you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
All right, brother.